This is Best of All, saluting tonight the new motion picture, The Seven Little Boys. The National Broadcasting Company presents Best of All, a series of programs inspired each week by an outstanding composer or performer in the fields of musical comedy, operetta, and motion pictures. Tonight we salute a new Paramount Technicolor picture, The Seven Little Foys, starring Bob Hope with Millie Vitale, George Tobias, and Angela Clark. James Cagney also makes an appearance in the film in the role of George M. Cohan. Tonight, our guests will be Bob Hope in Hollywood and Eddie Foy Jr., who's now starring in the great Broadway hit Pajama Game right here in New York. The music is from the soundtrack of the picture, The Seven Little Foys. And now, speaking to us from Hollywood, here is the star of The Seven Little Foys, Bob Hope.
Thank you, Ken Banghart. I had a lot of fun making this picture about the Seven Little Foys with such stars as Millie Vitale, George Tobias, Angela Clark, and Jimmy Cagney. Will you see that Jimmy Cagney dance? It's a wonderful story, and of course, it had a special thrill for anyone interested in show business. Eddie Foy had a really fabulous career in vaudeville, but his life offstage was even more interesting. It certainly must have been because he ended up with seven children. After their mother died, he put all the youngsters into his vaudeville act and held the family together the only way he knew, by taking them on tour with him. It was quite an act, and he had a sure laugh-getter for an opening line. After the kids were all assembled on the stage, he always turned to the audience and said, "It took me a long time to put this act together. Along with everything else, this picture brought back memories of my own vaudeville days. I don't think many people know it, but I was born on the stage. Mother used it for an encore. But I grew up and did quite an act in vaudeville. I did a nice 20-minute vaudeville turn. I was 15 minutes on the stage and 5 minutes to get out of town. I usually left with a big crowd, big posse following me. But I went along, staggered along with a partner called George Byrne from Columbus, Ohio. And we did a dance act, Hope and Byrne, showed in New York. And they showed us where the bus station was. And we finally broke our jump in Newcastle. And I was working in a theater in Newcastle, Pennsylvania, doing our dancing act. And the manager of the bill asked me if I would make an announcement about the show coming in the last half of the week. It was a hot 3-day engagement. And I did. I walked out and I said, "Ladies and gentlemen," this is after we were finished, the third act on the bill, which was the last. It was a short bill. I said, "Ladies and gentlemen, the next show is the Marshall Walker Whiz-Bang Review." And I said, "I happen to know Marshall Walker because he's a Scotchman. He got married in the backyard so the chickens could get the rice." And this was a very large belly laugh, so the next show, I got a little braver, and I put another joke in. I said, he shot his wife because she bought vanishing cream. And this got a very large laugh. And by the time I finished the 3 days, I was doing a bigger act on this announcement of the forthcoming show than I'd been doing on the stage and getting big laughs. And my partner was standing in the wings staring at me, wondering what was going on. So right then and there, I decided to go out and start doing a single act, and that's how vaudeville grabbed me as a monologist. And as it later turned out, I was one of the great pallbearers of vaudeville. Anyway, that's vaudeville. And by the way, you can read all about it in that book that's now on the stands called Have Tux, Will Travel, which gives you all the interesting stories. And vaudeville is really the background, of course, of the story of the Seven Little Foys. I'm going to tell you something about the pictures. We hear the songs, and Eddie Foy Jr. will tell you something about the Foys.
Thanks, Bob. And now let's get to the story of the picture itself.
This is the story of a famous comic named Eddie Foy, whose sole aim in life was to remain single. He wound up with a family of seven kids, which will give you an idea how bad his aim was. He took the whole gang with him in his show business. 5 boys, 2 girls, and a goat. The goat was the only one who could carry a tune. By sheer weight of numbers, they reached the Palace on Broadway, and this was the way the act opened when it first played there in 1913.
George Washington was the father of this country. There's many of the fathers we could name. There's Father Knickerbocker, who got us out of hock. They ought to put him in the Hall of Fame. Let's say a few kind words for Whistler's father.
And Pop Hansen, the father of baseball.
But when I see my kids in line, I realize the world is mine. For I'm the greatest father of them all.
The greatest father of them all.
I'm the greatest father of them all.
Let's have a little applause. Remember, it took me a long time to get this act together. You know, if we ever moved to Flatbush, we'd make it a city. Okay, kids, stick together or they'll come up here and get us. You know, I'm not in the act. I'm just here to defend them. We'll keep trying. Remember, they can train seals.
Yes, when I see my kids in line, I realize the world is mine. For I'm the greatest father of them all. I'm the greatest father of them all.
Eddie Foy Sr. passed away some years ago, but his name is still remembered very well on Broadway. One reason is, of course, that Eddie Foy Jr. is now starring in that great musical comedy, Pajama Game. Well, Eddie, you must have spent your entire life in show business, it seems.
Just about, Ken. I guess I first went on the stage when I was about 10 years old, and I've been there ever since.
And now, after all those years in show business, Eddie, you're now scoring one of your greatest successes in Pajama Game. Although we're here to tell the story of the seven little Foys, I think it might be a good idea. We'd like to hear one of your songs from Pajama Game. How about it?
Well, all right, Ken. My voice isn't exactly of operatic quality, but there's a kind of a cute song in the show. It's called Think of the Time I'd Save.
I'm a time study man, and a time study man can't waste time. For a time study man to waste time is a crime. So I'm ruled by the tick, tick, tock, and I live my life by the clock. I live my life by the tick, tick, tock of the clock. When I go to sleep, I don't undress. Oh, yes, I sleep in all my clothes. I must confess, you say a strange way to behave. Well, I will admit that the suit gets mussed and it gathers lint and it picks up dust, but think of the time I save.
Think of the time he saves.
The alarm clock rings. It's 6 a.m., and then right there in bed I shave. That's what I said. While I am still in bed I shave. Well, the lather drips and the bed gets wet, and oh, what a lousy shave I get. But think of the time I save.
Think of the time you save.
To sit and watch the seconds multiply at breakfast time. I grab a bowl, and in the bowl I drop an egg, then add some juice, a poor excuse for what I crave. And then I'll add some oatmeal too, and it comes out tasting just like glue. But think of the time I save.
Think of the time you save.
Be sitting counting seconds till the day I die, and when I do, I have a plan. Before I'm dead, I'll dig my grave. That's what I said. Before I'm dead, I'll dig my grave. 'Cause when St. Peter calls my name, I'll know I'll get there just the same. But think of the time I'll save.
Think of the time you'll save.
That was Eddie Foy Jr. singing Think of the Time I Save from Pajama Game. But now, to get back to Eddie Foy himself and the story of the seven little Foys. We know that you've become a Broadway musical star, Eddie, but what about the other little Foys?
Well, of the six of us who are still living, five of us are in show business. My oldest brother, Brian, is a motion picture producer. Charlie and Mary appear at Charlie's Nightclub out in San Fernando. And Irving runs a dancing school in Taos, New Mexico. Madeline is the only sensible one. She's retired and lives out in Los Angeles.
Well, that really is a show business family. And to see how it all began, let's check with Bob Hope again.
To understand how a confirmed bachelor got stuck with this off-key nursery, you have to go back to an evening in 1898 at the Chicago Opera House. A beautiful Italian ballerina was hogging the stage, while Eddie waited impatiently to get on. She was dancing a lovely ballet, something like Swan Lake, dressed in a brief costume of feathers. Eddie wouldn't have been interested even if she started molding. Three encores are too much, even for a swan. So he just walked out on the stage in the middle of her ballet, and what he said to the audience went something like this. How do you do? My name is Eddie Foy. I'm the next act on the bill, but I've been standing in the wings so long, my material's going out of style. This chicken has been dancing around looking for a mate for the last 42 choruses. If I help her find him, maybe we can all go home. There's a rooster in the audience. What are you waiting for? In case any of you don't understand classic ballet, allow me to explain what's going on here. You see, this is the ancient Greek fable of a girl who turned into a swan. Now, if they could only think of a way of turning a swan into a girl, I'd go into the poultry business. I must say, this girl is the loveliest swan I've ever seen. Look at the neck. Look at the wings. Look at the second joint. Please, no climbing in the stage. I got here first. Down, down, honey. Now Jupiter comes down from Mount Olympus, and he changes into a swan, too. He chases her around the lake. There's going to be a little foul play here. Does the Audubon Society know about this? She cries for help. She flees after Foy. Save her. Follow her. Around the piano. Over the piano. Under the piano. Under the piano stool. Around the piano. Over the piano. Under the piano. In the piano. I don't think this ballet will ever catch on.
You probably think I can't possibly top what you've already heard, but I've been taking lessons. You're hearing the new Hope baritone. Well, maybe it's not exactly a baritone, but it's hopeful.
You are listening to Best of All. Tonight, we're saluting the new Paramount picture, The Seven Little Foys. Our guests are the star of the picture, Bob Hope, and Eddie Foy, Jr. Best of All will continue after a pause for station identification.
This program is transcribed. Stay tuned for more of Skitch Henderson and Best of All over most NBC radio stations. Transcribed.
This is Kenneth Banghart presenting part two of Best of All. Tonight, we salute the colorful new Paramount picture, The Seven Little Boys. Our guests are Bob Hope, the star of the picture, and Eddie Foy, Jr. Once again, here's Bob Hope.
Thanks, Ken. I said before that we had a lot of fun making this picture, The Seven Little Boys. That's true, but it was a lot of work, too. For instance, I spent about a month taking dancing lessons. I don't know if it helped my dancing, but I lost about 10 pounds. Oh, boy, if the kids back in Cleveland could only see me on my way to dancing school. It was kind of a tough neighborhood we lived in, and we didn't go in much for dancing lessons. But I am light on my feet. You see, we played hopscotch with real scotch. But getting back to the picture, we did have some laughs along with the work. This picture was produced by Jack Rose and directed by Mel Shavelson. And both of them did a wonderful job, I think, and it was especially thrilling to me because these boys were two of my original radio writers way back in 1938 when I started out on the Pepsodent show. I still have a garage filled with the stuff. And you can imagine the thrill I got of when I used to direct them and push them around and tell them to get the scripts in on time and everything. They, of course, just told me how to act and when to arrive on time. And it all worked out, I think, as one of the best productions I ever made. I've been at Paramount 17 years. I've enjoyed every dollar of it. And of course, I'm starting to feel secure there. For the first couple of years, they put my name on the dressing room door in chalk, and they had a fella walking up and down in front with a wet sponge in his hand. But now, lately, they've painted it on. But I've enjoyed it, and it's been a wonderful, wonderful source of revenue, working in pictures. And, of course, when I'm not working in pictures, I'm in television. They sort of encourage me to go on television. They don't usually do it with other stars. I think it's a pretty sneaky way to cripple a new medium. But I do it, and I enjoy it. I enjoy it all because it's getting out in front of the people and talking, and you have to be hammy to do that, and I'm the only man in the world that sleeps at night on a hook. Well, that's life in Hollywood anyway, but let's see how things are back in New York.
We're on deck with Eddie Foy Jr., Bob, but a little bit ago, you told us about Eddie Foy's appearance at the Chicago Opera House. Suppose we take up the story from there.
So Eddie met Madeline Mirando, a beautiful Italian ballerina. Eddie was on his toes before she was, but he fought it all the way. One night he chased after her in the rain, just to tell her how much he didn't need her or any other woman. And she said,
I'm sorry for you. You're so empty.
That's the way I like it. All I want is my name in lights. Broadway.
Nothing else?
What else is there?
The rest of the world.
What did they ever do for me? Did you ever hear that song Bert Williams sings? When life seems full of clouds and rain, and I am filled with naught but pain, who soothes my thumping, bumping brain? Nobody. When winter comes with snow and sleet, and me with hunger and cold feet, who says, here's two bits, go and eat?
Nobody?
Now you're getting the idea. I ain't ever done nothing to nobody. I ain't ever got nothing from nobody. No time. And until I get something from somebody sometime, I don't intend to do nothing for nobody, no time. When I try hard and scheme and plan to look as good as e'er I can, who says, look at that handsome man?
Nobody.
Nobody. When all day long things go amiss, and I go home to find some bliss, who hands to me a glowing kiss?
Nobody?
Thank you.
I may be getting a little ahead of our story, but we all know that the time came when Eddie Foy put all seven of his children into a vaudeville act, the Seven Little Foys. That must have been quite an experience touring all over the country as a youngster, Eddie.
It certainly was, Ken. I don't suppose any family had quite the same experience as ours. Of course, we did have a home base, a house in Rochelle. But mostly we lived on trains and hotels and restaurants.
Uh-huh. That must have brought up a few problems. Is there anything in particular that you can remember about that touring?
Well, there's one thing. We always had to remember three different ages. First, there was our correct age, and there was the age at which you were allowed to work in particular vicinities. And then there was the railroad age. To get half fare, you had to say you were under 12.
Is there anything else that you can remember from those years of touring all over the country?
Well, we used to get a little cramped sometime in those theatrical trunks and boarding houses. I remember that Brian used to say the Foys are superstitious. They don't like to sleep more than 13 in the bed.
Well, it's true that the glamour of the theater isn't always what some of us think it is. But to carry on with the Eddie Foy story, here's Bob Hope.
Eddie was so frightened by Madeline's interest in him that he ran away, but it didn't do any good. When she went back to Italy, he followed her 7,000 miles to the La Scala Opera House, pretending he was just looking for talent for the Schuberts, but she told him she had a better offer.
There is a young man. We are to make marriage. The Schuberts can match that offer?
No, the Schuberts couldn't.
I'm sorry.
Well, arrivederci, whatever that means. I'll match the offer.
When?
Right away, before I regain my senses.
Then ask me.
Okay. Will you marry me?
You say it like you're ashamed. Say it so everyone can hear.
What for? They don't understand English.
This English every woman can understand.
What do you want, blood?
See. I want you to say it loud, on the stage of La Scala in Milano, so I can remember for the rest of my life.
Should I sing Pagliacci for an encore?
If you wish.
Will you marry me?
Louder.
Will you marry me?
Why?
Why? How long does this go on?
Until you say you love me.
I love you. You want it louder?
No. I heard.
I hope the Schuberts appreciate what I'm doing for them.
Eddie, I guess you must have been very thrilled when you saw this picture about your father's life and your own life. What were some of the things that it brought back to mind?
Well, naturally, it brought back a lot of personal memories. But perhaps more than anything else, it brought back memories of a kind of a show business that hardly exists anymore. Oh, I guess I wouldn't give up those years for $1 million. I don't think I'd take $1 million to go through them again. One thing I'll never forget, though, is the memory of the wonderful acts that worked with us on the same bills, like Ted Lewis, Sophie Tucker, the Six Brown Brothers, Fanny Bryce. In fact, we even played with the Barrymores.
Yes, and Belle Baker, I'm sure.
Yes.
Ruth Roy.
Oh, wonderful.
Ray and Nolly. Of course, I remember, Eddie, when it used to be a great thing when the Foys came to B.F. Keith's Hamilton, way up in 146th Street and Broadway here in New York, when he used to have the regular touring, I guess, on the Keith circuit, all practically the whole season long, wasn't it, Eddie?
That's right.
And incidentally, now there's another Eddie Foy, Eddie Foy III, and I may be telling tales out of school, but he's a freshman up at Columbia University, and I think he's majoring in drama, isn't that right, Eddie?
That's right.
And if I'm not mistaken, I think he made his first Broadway appearance in A Lamb's Gamble at the Lamb's Club just a couple of weeks ago, as a matter of fact, with you in a sketch.
That's right, he did. And we've always wanted to have one of the kids go to school and come out a college man. So they put that on my shoulder, and I'm having a tough time, but he's doing pretty good.
But he wants to go into the theater like the rest of the Foy family.
He'll be a ham like the rest of us.
And that goes way back with the Lamb's Gamble because, well, I guess your father and you were appearing in Lamb's Gambles, right. Of course, the same theater.
Yeah, Pop appeared at the same theater, I think it was around 1903 or 1904. Then I appeared on it, same stage, around 1918. And then my boy appeared on it just 3 weeks ago.
Now, Eddie Foy in 1955. Eddie Foy the third.
Getting back to my vaudeville days, one act that I always looked forward to was the Six Brown Brothers. When they got out on the stage with their shiny saxophones, I always crept out in the wings to watch and listen to them.
Well, Eddie, we have a surprise for you. Here's one old recording of the Six Brown Brothers. When you talk about vaudeville and its days of glory, you just have to think of Eddie Foy and the Seven Little Foys. To pick up the story of Eddie's own life, here's Bob Hope.
And so, just to get women off his mind, Eddie married her. He thought it was the finish, but it was only the beginning. Pretty soon, he was playing 8 shows a week on Broadway and a matinee at St. Patrick's Cathedral.
Brian Lincoln Foy, go in peace, and the Lord be with thee. Amen.
Giovanni Vittorio Foy, go in peace, and the Lord be with thee.
Richard Edward Foy, go in peace.
Mary Ellen Foy, go in peace. Edward Felix Foy, go in peace.
Louis Foy, go in peace.
I'm tired, so very tired. Conversation always seems to tire me. I'm tired, so very tired. I am awfully, awfully T-I-R-E-D.
Hope I can stay awake for this sand dance.
Always seems to tire me. I'm tired, so very tired. I am awfully, awfully tired.
We've talked both about the hardships and the pleasures of being a child of the stage, Eddie. As you look back over it now, what would you say was the outstanding thing that comes to your mind?
Well, that's hard to say, Ken. In spite of all the troubles, there was a feeling of loyalty. A loyalty to members of our family and to everyone in show business. Aside from that, we had the privilege of meeting, knowing some of the most wonderful people in the world. For instance, there was George M. Cohan.
I think there's something about him in the picture, Eddie, and we'll let Bob Hope tell us about it.
With 7 children at home, Eddie figured it was much quieter to spend his evenings at the Friars Club, even though he was liable to run into a character named George M. Cohan, played by a character named James Cagney.
Foy, how much does your wife pay you to stay away from home?
Oh, I get about the same rate as you.
You haven't been home for so long, I'll bet you don't even remember her name.
I got 7 kids. I must at least know the address. How about you?
I wrote a song about my wife.
That's a touching gesture. Who gets the royalties?
Mary. And believe me, it's a grand old name.
There's a song cue if I ever heard one. And if your name is Cohan, I just heard one. Slop over, Dad.
for it is Mary, Mary, plain as any name can be, but with propriety, society will say, Marie. But it was Mary, Mary, long before the passions came. And there is something there that sounds so square, it's a grand old name. Propriety, society will say, ha ha, Marie, but it was Mary, Mary, long before the passions came. For there is something there that sounds so square, it's a grand old name.
You just heard a George M. Cohan lyric to a George M. Cohan tune sung by George M. Cohan.
Well, I'm glad you're man enough to take all the blame.
I'd like to hear Eddie Foy and all the seven children sing any better.
Well, I could top that with one tonsil tied behind me.
I thought that was the way you worked.
Well, if this is going to be a contest, pick a song and loosen your collar.
How about Yankee Doodle Dandy?
That's Cohan for you, always waving the American flag.
After seven kids, you couldn't even lift it. Professor, on your mark, set, go.
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. Yankee Doodle, do or die. A real live nephew of my Uncle Sam, born on the 4th of July. I've got a Yankee Doodle sweetheart. She's my Yankee Doodle Joy. Now, Yankee Doodle came to London just to ride a pony. I am that Yankee Doodle boy. Yankee Doodle Dandy.
A Doodle Dandy.
Yankee Doodle do or die.
A real live nephew of your Uncle Sam.
Born on the 4th of July.
With a flag in your hand, no doubt.
I've got a Yankee Doodle sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
She's my Yankee Doodle joy.
Miss Liberty.
Yankee Doodle came to London just to ride a pony.
You are a Yankee Doodle boy.
Oh, say, can't you see?
I hear you talking, Dad.
We are a Yankee Doodle boy.
There we have the great George M. Cohan, as played by Jimmy Cagney, singing with Eddie Foy Sr., played by Bob Hope. One of the highlights of the picture, The Seven Little Foys. Eddie, how did your father get the idea of making up the act, The Seven Little Foys?
Well, it wasn't just an idea, Ken. It was more of a necessity. That is the way Bob Hope tells about it in the picture.
After the death of his wife, Eddie Foy was faced with the problem of taking care of seven children. The only thing he could do was make an act out of them. There was only one problem. They had no talent. Eddie worked with them night and day. It wasn't long enough. When they walked out on the stage in Pittsburgh for their first performance, people went down into the coal mines, whether they worked there or not. Listen to those childish voices.
Young Johnny Jones, he had a cute little boat, and all the girlies he would take for a float.
This rendition set ASCAP back a full 15 years. Eddie had no other choice but to join the act. He couldn't make it worse.
Young Johnny Jones, he had a cute little boat, and all the girlies he would take for a float. He had girlies on the shore, sweet little peaches by the score. But Johnny was a Weisenheimer, you know. His steady girl was gold. And every Sunday afternoon, she'd jump in his boat and they would spoon.
And then he'd row, row, row. Way up the river he would row, row, row. A hug he'd give her, then he'd kiss her now and then. She would tell him when.
He'd pull around and then they'd kiss again.
And then he'd row, row, row. A little further he would row, ow, 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 ow.
Then he'd drop both his oars, take a few more encores, and then he'd row, row, row.
He'd fool around and fool around, and then they'd kiss again, and then he'd row, row, row. A little further he would row, 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 row.
Then he'd drop both his oars, take a few more encores, and then he'd row, 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 row.
Well, now, Eddie, even before you became professionals, the Eddie Foy family, that is, when was the first time that you all actually played together?
Well, the first time we really worked together was at a benefit in New Rochelle. It was my mother's idea, you know, the act. Things were kind of slow for my father, and Mom was always looking ahead. So one day she brought the whole seven kids down to the living room, and she had some songs, and we all sang the numbers, rehearsed them every day for about a week. Then we went up to play this benefit.
Where was this, Eddie?
It was in New Rochelle in 1912. We went on the stage for Father Manzelli, and we did very well, too.
And what happened right after that?
Well, from then on, I think it was about 3 weeks later, we went into Hammerstein's Theater on 42nd Street.
Well, it certainly turned out to be one of the most popular acts of the day, and here's what Bob Hope has to say about it.
Eddie Foy and the Seven Little Foys played all over the United States. The public liked the kids, even when they sang Chinatown. Or maybe they were just hoping they'd go there.
Chinatown, my Chinatown, where the lights are low, hearts that know no other land, drifting to and fro, dreamy, dreamy Chinatown. Almond eyes are brown, hearts seem light, and life seems bright in dreamy Chinatown.
Chinatown.
mean toy, love a little China boy.
Where the lights are
sailing in the sampan, play a little fantan.
Hearts that know no other land. Drifting to and fro.
Living pretty fancy, sailing on the Yangtze. Sing a little love song, play a little mahjong.
Almond eyes of
where the little doves rest, build a little love nest.
Heart seems light and life seems bright.
There's everything nice, there's jam and rice for you and me.
Back here in New York with Eddie Foy Jr. Eddie, what was the biggest thrill you had when you were one of the seven little Foys?
Well, Ken, I think the biggest thrill I ever had was playing the Hammerstein's Theater when Diamond Jim Brady was sitting in the first row. He was a very famous man around here, wore diamonds, diamond cufflinks, diamond rings, diamond wristwatches, everything was diamond. So he liked the act so much that he had a little bag and he threw it up on the stage, and in the bag was seven little diamonds.
Hey!
We took the diamonds out, all looked at them, and we had a watch chain made for my father.
Wonderful, Eddie. Well, I'm not sure that story's in the picture, but let's go back to Bob Hope.
By the time the act finally reached the Palace Theater, Eddie had proven he was not only a good father, but had courage above and beyond the call of duty. For this engagement, he worked without a net. And the kids meant it when they all sang...
If they ever set a day aside for fathers, there's one particular band we'd like to name... Of course we mean our pop, he should be there on top, they ought to put him in the Hall of Fame.
You know, at times I thought I'd never make it. It looked like I was heading for a fall. But when I see my kids in line, I realize the world is mine. For I'm the greatest father of them all. I'm the greatest father of them all.
We've been bringing you a special preview of music from the new Paramount picture, The Seven Little Foys. Our guests have been the star of the picture, Bob Hope, and Eddie Foy Jr., star of Pajama Game in New York.
It was a great pleasure to be with you, Ken. It was a lot of fun for me to recall the days of the seven little Foys. And I hope the folks will enjoy the same pleasure when they see the picture.
Thanks, Eddie, and thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And once again, Bob Hope from Hollywood.
Well, this has been quite a session with Ken Banghart and Eddie Foy Jr. and all those songs from the seven little Foys. Anyway, I liked it, but then I'm always a sucker for fine music. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'm sure you'll like the picture. See you at the movies.
You have been listening to Best of All, which tonight saluted the new Paramount picture, The Seven Little Foys. Until next week at the same time, this is Kenneth Banghart inviting you to join us again for Best of All. This is an NBC radio production produced by Parker Gibbs.
This evening, enjoy the Telephone Hour on the NBC Radio Network.